Hills, not Grant Hill, but Adam and Lisa Hill and their two kids, Joe and Clara, to be one of our partners in ministry. And so this morning, we're giving them an opportunity to share some of their journey, where they will be going, so that we can partner with them, journey with them as they extend the gospel over there. So after we have communion this morning, we'll have a time of commissioning them as a family to send them forth from our family here. So, Adam and Lisa, come share with us.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. What a beautiful morning it is. It is truly a privilege for us to be given this opportunity to share with you the opportunity that we have to serve overseas at a school called Black Forest Academy, a school for the children of missionaries, which is located in a small city in the southwestern corner of Germany. And as we are singing the song, I see a generation rising to take their place. This is the generation we are going to. So I was very struck by that. And such a privilege that we have before us. While we have been attending Olivet Baptist Church for only about a year and a half now, it is such an honor to be able to call this our home church. You have been so welcoming to our entire family. Adam and I have thoroughly enjoyed connecting with several families through the Parents Bible Study Group, and our kids have thrived and enjoyed being a part of the Sunday School program. We love that this is a church community within our own neighborhood in New West. So thank you very much for being our home church. That said, some of you probably don't know who we are or why we're standing up here at the pulpit on a Sunday morning. Neither one of us claims to be a gifted preacher, and so we are doing this together as a joint effort this morning. Pastor Laura has been so kind and generous and encouraging enough to invite us to share with you a little bit about who we are and what God has laid on our hearts as we prepare to move to Germany this summer. So commencing in the fall, Adam has been asked to serve as a high school history teacher, and I have been asked to teach introductory French classes at Black Forest Academy in Germany. But in addition to these teaching roles, we also anticipate and very much look forward to the various other activities we will be doing, including helping out in the high school dorms, assisting with coaching some of the high school athletic teams, serving as sponsors for the high school youth group, as well as leading small groups for the high school students. And already so many of you who have heard about our journey thus far have been so enthusiastic and encouraging about this opportunity. And we can hardly express how significant this is, that we are not setting out on our own as individuals, but that we have the support of our home church, of Olivet Baptist Church, behind us as we go to Germany. And that we will remain intimately connected with you, even though we are separated by a continent. So back in 1998, friends of ours mentioned to us that a school called Black Forest Academy in southwestern Germany was looking for a high school history teacher. Adam and I had been married for a few years. Adam had just finished his master's degree at the University of Calgary. We had no kids, and we were up for a little adventure. We had heard a little bit about this school in Germany as well through our home church in Calgary at the time. So in the midst of these circumstances, we were drawn to this ministry. And so off we went to Germany for a two-year term of service. This rather impulsive decision radically changed our lives. We fell in love with the school and the students, and we felt intimately connected with the incredible work that their families were doing in many fascinating and hurting regions of the world. And since that time, we have had a chance to serve for a second term at the same school, as well as one additional year at a school for the children of missionaries located in Moscow, Russia. But for the past 6 years, we've been living in Vancouver, while Adam has had the opportunity to complete his PhD in history at Simon Fraser University, and then to go on and teach in the history department at Capilano University for the past 4 years. Our children, Joe and Clara, have loved being grade 5 students this year at John Knox Christian School for the past 3 years, and they will be very, very sad indeed to leave this school. I have also had the privilege of being a part of the John Knox Christian School community, as I have worked as an educational assistant the past 2 years there. While our time in Vancouver has truly been some of the best years of our lives, there's absolutely no doubt that we feel God calling us back to Black Forest Academy in order to continue working with this unique group of kids who have so profoundly stirred our hearts over the years. And I'll let Adam share a little bit more about the school itself.
Well, good morning again. So Black Forest Academy is a school that primarily exists to serve the high school children of Christian missionaries serving in parts of Europe, Africa, the Middle East, and beyond. Missionary families choose to send their children to this school because it provides a nurturing, loving, safe environment in which their children might receive a quality education and help equip these children to return to North America, not only preparing them to enroll in post-secondary universities in North America, but also socially, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually preparing these students to return to North American culture, which is not an easy thing to do, especially given the fact that so many of these kids have spent some of their most formative years of their lives growing up in a culture and a world very different from their home culture. It's obviously never an easy decision for a parent to send their child away to a boarding school. And there's no doubt that boarding schools for the children of Christian missionaries have historically not always effectively served these children well. And so I think it's important to realize that Black Forest Academy does not aim to provide a service of convenience to parents, to missionary families. It does not exist so that parents can neglect their duties as parents, send their children away so as not to inconvenience their work as missionaries. Instead, Black Forest Academy does exist so that loving, dedicated parents who are serving on the mission field can actually benefit from a team of teachers, dorm parents, counselors, chaplains, who are all centrally located in southwestern Germany, who can assist these parents as they seek to provide their children with the best opportunity possible to flourish socially, academically, emotionally, and spiritually. Black Forest Academy does not exist to allow the children of missionaries to merely survive their overseas experience. Rather, it exists to help these kids thrive. So, Black Forest Academy was founded way back in 1956 by an organization called Jan's Team Ministries, which I assume is probably a missionary organization that some of you are familiar with. In recent years, Jan's Team Ministries transformed into a new organization called Teach Beyond. So Jan's Team Ministries doesn't exist anymore, at least in North America. It still sort of maintains its identity in Europe, in Germany in particular. And the goal of Teach Beyond has been to recruit teachers and staff to work at over 30 different international Christian schools in over 30 different countries around the world. As Laura mentioned, Teach Beyond will be our sending missionary organization, And of course, we were delighted to learn that Diana Stobie, who many of you know, who we actually have not met, is also serving with Teach Beyond at another international school, serving the children of Christian missionaries in Budapest, Hungary. Black Forest Academy, I think we saw the picture already. Black Forest Academy changed locations a few times before settling into its current location, and you can hopefully pick it out on the map there. It's now located in a very small city. Technically, it's a city in southwestern Germany. The city is called Condern. And Condern is located really on the southern slopes of the Black Forest, just a few kilometers east of the Rhine River, about 30 kilometers north of the nearest big city, which is actually in Switzerland, Basel, Switzerland. The German city of Frankfurt is a little bit further to the north and to the east. But it serves, as many of you know, a fairly major transportation hub for Lufthansa Airlines. And this, of course, provides the school with the convenient access for students and parents to get to Black Forest Academy and to visit on very short notice. So this is of great convenience for the school. If you've never been to this part of Europe, this part of Germany, the climate, the geography, the agricultural landscape are remarkably similar to what we experience here in the Lower Mainland, especially in the Fraser Valley. And I suspect many of you would feel at home if you ever get the chance to visit us over there. And as Lisa said, in fact, this is our goal as we go out, which is to keep you as the Olivet community closely connected with the work that we're doing and sharing with and partnering with our ministry. Over the past several months, I think I've been thinking a great deal about this concept of the unity of the church. The fact that Christians around the world are a single entity, united in Christ. And peeking ahead a little bit in the upcoming chapters of Ephesians, I was happy to discover that this looks like it's going to be one of the themes that comes up in the book of Ephesians in our study together. There is no here and there is no there in the body of Christ. The Word of God and the saving message of our faith unites Christians. Christians in New Westminster, Christians in Germany, in the Middle East, Christians in Africa. It unites Christian teachers in Burnaby, in Condern, in Egypt, in Nigeria. It unites Christian engineers, lawyers, civil servants, bankers all around the world. The body of Christ is global and it is cosmic. Lisa and I have been so blessed and humbled by the many individuals and churches who are praying for us, encouraging us and supporting us financially as we're about to undertake this work in Germany. But really what we're experiencing is the body of Christ ministering in our own lives. And it is this ministering in our own lives that is equipping us and permitting us to minister in the lives of these missionary families who are themselves sending their children to Black Forest Academy. And through this, we are provided with this opportunity to provide love and nurture and protection and teaching to their children. Our ability to minister to these missionary families will in turn permit them to use their God-given gifts to encourage, strengthen, and expand the body of Christ around the world. And of course, none of this is a one-directional process, for we are all a part of this expanding body of Christ. We are growing, learning, worshiping together. globally, cosmically. In Christ, there is no here and there is no there. We are each using our gifts, skills, passions, interests, resources, opportunities to strengthen and encourage and expand the body of Christ, be that here in New Westminster, in Condren, Germany, Eastern Europe, the Middle East, or beyond. Our family has been provided with this rather unique opportunity to serve this global Christian community in a small Christian high school in Condren, Germany. But we do not go as individuals. We go as merely a part of the body of Christ, each of us serving and worshiping Christ where we are and how he is calling us, each of us in our own unique way. And we wanted to just share a passage of Scripture that I think we've been thinking about as we've been preparing to share this morning and thinking about the road that's ahead of us. And I think it's on the screen. I noticed there were a couple of typos in there, so I hope you'll forgive the typos that made it to the screen. You can follow along, or if you want to use your Bibles, that's fine. We're looking at the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 22 to actually 29. So this is Paul writing to the church in Rome. Here's what he says. "This is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you. But now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain, and to be helped on my journey there by you, once I have enjoyed your company for a while. At present, however, I am going to Jerusalem, bringing aid to the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. For they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also be of service to them in material blessings. When therefore I have completed this and have delivered to them what has been collected, I will leave for Spain by way of you. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ." Admittedly, it's a bit of a curious passage, and yet I hope it will you will find it remarkably encouraging. I think it's actually a beautiful picture of the unity of the church. So here we have in this short passage, Paul telling his audience in Rome that even though circumstances have prevented him from visiting their community in Rome, that it looks like now he is hopeful to be able to spend some time with them as he travels on towards Spain. So stopping off in Rome on his way to Spain. However, before he visits either Rome or Spain, he has a bit of an errand to run. Apparently, the Christian communities in Macedonia and Achaia have been raising some funds for the Christian community in the city of Jerusalem. And, based on reading a few other scholars on this, it sounds as though the Christian community in Jerusalem had been experiencing something of a famine, a food shortage issue. They needed money. And it appears to be Paul's job to deliver the money that had been raised by these other Christian communities and bring it to the city of Jerusalem. So here he is, one of the greatest preachers and theologians in human history, a highly educated, articulate, charismatic, well-connected man. And what's he doing? He's taking on the duties of a courier, a delivery boy. Now, no doubt the job of bringing this money to the Christians in the city of Jerusalem was a very important job. But surely, as I read it, it doesn't seem to be a task that really required the skills of a preacher or a theologian. But the fact is, this doesn't really matter to Paul. What does seem to matter is the fact that this Mediterranean community of Christians was loving and serving one another. In the first century world, this was the global Christian world, this Mediterranean world, and it was beautifully interconnected, each part serving the other. And by each part serving the other, Paul is convinced it will expand, which it unquestionably did. So this then seems to be what missions is all about. The Christian community serving as they are called, giving, going, staying, preaching. There is no here, there is no there. It's through this service as an act of worship to God that the body of Christ will expand. So I'll turn it back over to Lisa.
So a few months ago, in preparation for how to present Black Forest Academy, BFA, and the reason it exists, we contacted one of our friends who currently works at Black Forest Academy and has been there for at least 10 years. And so we asked her, why does it exist? Why is it so important? Why should we be sending staff and teachers to Germany to work at this school? So she sent us her email reply, and we thought it might simply be worth reading her response, the response from someone who's in the thick of it, currently living and working with these kids. And so here is what she wrote. So, your questions about why BFA? Here are a few families over the years that I highlight as I share how BFA truly reaches around the world. I love this picture of how it touches so many places, and many in the 1040 window, a part of the world that has some of the greatest social and economic challenges in the world, and the least access to the message of hope and love of the Christian faith. So we've had an eye doctor who gave up his practice in the States, who is working in Kazakhstan helping the people there be able to see. A medical doctor in Burkina Faso traveling to remote villages with a clinic to treat the children there. A college professor in Turkey who is able to challenge his students with critical thinking, a concept so foreign to them, and to answer their questions about religion. A family in Tajikistan who runs an orphanage there for the visually impaired and loves these kids with the love of the Father. Families teaching English in the Middle East. Families in Northern Africa sharing God's love in practical ways with clinics, classes in English, etc. I can just picture these families around the world, and if you put a little pin with a light on it, on a map where they are located, they would cover many unreachable areas. I love that. So when I get discouraged or wonder where our impact is, I think of these families that couldn't do what they do without BFA. And their kids love this place, truly. Though it's not without the struggles. The kids mostly choose to come here and want to be here. So we need you here. We will welcome you with open arms and can't wait. So our friend's response, I find, is such an exciting picture of that united global body of Christ that Adam was speaking of. And so why would we, as a family, leave our jobs, our school, our church, our community, and life as we know it, all behind in order to work with these kids? Simply, I think it's the love of Christ that compels us. God has given us a heart for these kids, a desire to share his boundless and amazing love, and to pray for them, to walk with them through these formative years, to share the abundant life that Jesus has given, and the unity in the Holy Spirit with them. It's indeed a privilege for us to share in this. So now we've told you a little bit from our perspective of BFA, but we would love to just show you a short video clip and let the students and the parents speak for themselves so that you can have a little picture of the life of BFA and the activities within the school. So I hope you could hear most of that. I realize some of that was quite quiet. But we want to thank you for the opportunity that that you've given us, Laura. We thank you for the chance to be up here to share with you all. It's such a privilege. And we would be delighted to speak further with any of you after the service. We'll stick around, hang out here or in the foyer. And if you are interested in receiving our email updates, we would love to have you sign up with your email address as well as your mailing address so that when our prayer cards are completed, we could mail that out to you as well. We will also have information and forms available if there are any of you who may be interested in learning a bit more about how to financially support us. We do need to personally raise all the funds needed to sustain our ministry over there. And so it would be a privilege to partner with you in this way. We are incredibly thankful to how God has provided thus far. We are at about 80% of our financial support and have been amazed at just God's provision and his faithfulness in this area as we move forward. And finally, and most importantly, we would be delighted if you would be willing to commit to pray for us, for our family, and for our work at Black Forest Academy. Without prayer, nothing could be accomplished for God's kingdom. So we recognize that the value of prayer is so important. So we thank you for this in advance. And I will just close us in prayer here. Dear Father, we come to you gathered in your name and rejoice in the position we have and the ability to be called your children. We are all children of God. We thank you for the place that we have in you, Jesus, that all things are possible through you. We thank you that nothing is impossible with you, that you are everything. And so we give you glory. We worship you. We thank you that today we stand together with united with Christians around the world in your name. And we thank you for the many blessings that you've bestowed on us. And we just ask your blessing over each one here, over each family represented here, that you'd go before us and lead us in the knowledge and goodness of your love and faithfulness through the rest of this week. We thank you. Amen.